We'll start the new Perek HaMatzniah, Daf Tzadi, Omid Beis, on the bottom by the Mishnah.
Zok the Mishnah. HaMatzniah lezera uledugma ulerfua. If someone is Matzniah, lezera for planting, ledugma for painting, a sample, ulerfua, or for a remedy, for a medicine, so he's Matzniah, even in Mashuhu, v'etzir b'shabes, chai b'kol shuhu. Now, because we learned in the last parak, in the end, the top of the Omid, the last Mishnah said, that Yemoitzi Zera, Zaroinim, so it has to be Pochas Mi Gregeris. It's not a Gregeris, it's less than a Gregeris. Some say it means a Kazayis, less than a Gregeris. Rabbi Yudah says 5 Zaroinim, Zera Kishuin, it's 2, Zera Diluin, it's 2, Zera Poila Mitzri, it's Shnayim. So we see this different Shiurim by Zaroinim. So the Chiddush in this Mishnah is, Hamatznia. Even though the usual shear might be 5 or 2 or less than a gregarious, but if you're doing it and because you're a matzniah, I'm being machshivit. So for me, I'm being machshivit. I'm matzniah lezera uledugma lefua v'etzir b'shabbos. So even though the norm is not to do so, but I did it. So now I took it out on Shabbos after I was machshivit and I was matzniah it. So melam chay b'chol shu, because gufa the chiddush that the matzniah is chay on the hoitzah. B'chol adam mashegin someone else. He's not going to be chayev, ain't a chayev olav, el kishiyuroi. The shear doesn't change just because this person is matzniah. The shear might be 2 or 5, or pachas mikrogeres. Only this specific person that's matzniah, he's chayev bekolshu.
Zok the Mishnah, chozev ichnisoi.
If let's say this person that was matzniah, he took it out, and then he changed his mind. He said, you know what? I'm not going to be zareh it. I'm not machshev it anymore. He being mevatel his original intent and machshava. So v'ichnisoi, now he brings it back in. Now he remains like kol odom, that there is a shear for these aroinim. The shear, whatever it is, specific shear. If it's prachat mikageres, if it's 5 or if it's 2, he's only considered a matzniah vivait, he is machshavit. But once he's nimlach, and he says, you know what, I'm not going to use this one zera for biskol shuhu, for being zera anymore, I changed my mind. So now on the way back in, which is the isa achnos on Shabbos too, just like this is how it's so, so now he's nimlach, so he can be mevatel his original intent, and memela now he's back to a regular odom, and he's only chayv kishiroi that is mentioned. Now the chiddush of the din that a matzniah is chayv on kol shu is only by melachas haitzah. We don't find, Pnei Yeshua points this out, says we don't find by other melachas that I'm being machshev k'sivas oisachas. There's no such thing. There's a shiurim ha'alochla ma'ishmi sinai. By melechas hoitzah, by the shiurim of melechas hoitzah, so over there there's a matzniah, the person himself can be machshev it and be chayiv even on less than the shiur that we prescribed. Because by melechas hoitzah, it's totally in the chshivas of the thing. So the chshivas of the thing, I'm being machshev it. Mashenk and other melechas, these are ha'alochla ma'ishmi sinai, what the shiur is. It's not pshat, oisachas, it's felt in chshivas and 2 is choshev. Halacha mash mesina, yichayv and 2 oisyas. Yichayv on whatever the shiurim are. Masha'enkein over here, it's a din in the chshivas. That is totally in every person, and the matzniah can be machshivit and chayv even unless.
Zog the Gemara, lomalei lemisni ha-matzniah.
What does it say ha-matzniah? Listni ha-moitzi, lezera ledugma lefu chayv. The main thing is that a person was moitzi, I was machshavit. I have to put it on the shelf and put it away and put it in the cabinet. I was matzniyat, and then I was moitziyat. The fact that I'm moitzi lezera, even if it's less than the prescribed shear, that should be chayiv. What's in the gate that I was matzniyat first? Why does it have to be why do you have to be machshavit only in 2 steps? First matzniyat and then moitzi. The fact that I'm moitzi, that itself should be mechayiv.
Zog du Gemara.
I was matzniyat. And I forgot why I put it on the shelf. And now on Shabbos, I take it out without remembering why I put it on the shelf, why it was choshev by me, even though it's less than the prescribed shear. So v'hashto komapik leistoma, zog demo tzari alef amad alef ma'u retemi, you might think, bitule batle machshavtoi, now I'm taking out stoma. So now my original intent that I'm being machshev less than the shear, maybe is bottle, and maybe I would not be chayv in this oitzah. Komash v'lon, because you were matzniah it once upon a time, even yesterday, that makes it that the thing is choshev, and even if now I don't realize what the intent was, but you were machshev it, you put it on the shelf. Why? I have no inkling. I forgot why. But the chiddush is, it's not bottled the original machshava. Kamashalon, Kala Oisal, Das Rishoinu Oisa, you do it with the original tent. And whatever the original reason why you matzneh it, that remains. The Mishabura brings in Simon Yud Aleph, he says that Das Rishoinu helps in Legabi Halach Lamashal of making a Tviyah Lishma by Tzitzis. You have to have Lishma. So you have to have Lishma every single day that you're making it. I had Lishma, the original intent, yesterday. And today I'm continuing the Maisa Tviyah. So Kola Oisal Das Rishoinu Oisa applies over here also. Halach Lamaisa, like we see over in this Gemara. The fact that I was Matzniyat on the shelf, so now it remains even the next day, even without knowing why I'm doing it. Al Das Rishoinu Oisa, so who had in Legabi Tviyah Lishma? It helps even for Yom Machos. Now, Tos in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, Tos has a kasha. Hamatziv chaladim in chayin ol elak shiuroi tema lagi. Damai itzich lemisni lei. Why do you have to say this whole din? Hotol lechad azimna befer klal godel she'ena kosher latznia ena chayvel lamatznia. This is a beferish din we had already that it said kolak ena kosher latznia, something that people don't usually put away. Only the matznia is chayiv. So what do you have to say in Mishnah over here? We had this already. So L'chor Rashi answers this kasha. If you look Rashi in the bottom, Rashi de Masach Omer Abaya, Vadei Moitzi L'Zriya Chayv, Avadei Chayv L'Moitzi Zriya, Afagav Deloi Atznei Mikora. U'masis in the boy Matznia, B'Moitzi Stam, the Chiddush is Moitzi Stam. Kegoin, L'Taltle M'Bayis L'Bayis, Ein Chayv El M'Shum, Da'ach Shvei Batzna Osoi. V'im Toim Afekt Rashi, Kasha Kva Shonu B'Klal Godel, Kosha N'Kosha L'Atzi, Ein Chayv El M'Tznia, Ho Matznia is Chayv. So we notice already. Hochamai is kinon. The itzich lemisnei going shetzniyoi high matzniyah lezera ledugma v'shochach lo matzniyoi v'hashtem apik listom letatlu in bais bais. The reason why you have to have a chiddush over here in this mission, even though we already know that she'ein a kosher latzniyah ein chayv ala matzniyah, is because the chiddush is the matzniyah is chayv even by shochach. That's the chiddush. Why does it have to repeat again this din? If we know this, is because like the Gemara's teretz that the chiddush gufa is. In the mice, that why the Gemara had a kasha, why didn't just say you might see why it's a matzniyah? The chiddush is a matzniyah, even though I forgot why I was matzniyah. Also, that's the shayna oisa. So, that maybe would answer to the kasha gufa. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Yudo Mashmuel, mechayev remei af moitzi chita achas lezria. Remei is mechayev, even if you take out one chita, one kernel lezria. Zok Gemara pshita. Why not? Kol shu tnan. It says in the Mishnah, whatever your matzniyah, so you chayv even on a kol shu. So what is the chiddush in chita achas lezriya? Zok the more maru tema, you might think, kol shu, maybe kol shu just means lafuki megregeres. It means less than a gregeres. But la oilom at ika kezayis. Maybe you have to have a kezayis. So mela, and the reason why I punked over here by chita, is because chita maybe is not choshev. These things are choshev. Lezera ledugma lerefua. So a male over there, maybe there's a din that it's a real kol shuhu, not a kazayis like a kol shuhu, less than a gregeris. But maybe chita, because it's totally in chshivas. The chshivas hadover is mechayev that you mechayev even unless. But maybe chita is not so important, just a kernel of wheat. So mele adika kazayis. So it's because kazayis is for the shira of achila. You know, usually gregeris is shachila, but kazayis we know in kolatari kula kazayis is in the gay achila. Chita is achila. So adika kazayis. Kamash Malon, that kol shu, even if you're matznia, even on chita, you chayiv on a zriya achas, and it doesn't have to be a kezayis. Zok the Gemara Masu Rabbi Yitzchak Breder Rav Yehuda Elamiyata. If that's the case, chishiv lohitzi kol beisoi. If a person thinks I have my furniture at home, I have a bedroom set with a cabinet and a dining room table, if I'm chashiv in my mind, you know what? I am being machshiv this, only this, all my furniture. That's what I'm being machshiv. Chishiv lo yitzi kol beisoi. So chanam lo mechayiv at amapik lekule. You're going to tell me the person not chayiv on Shabbos until is mechayim is machshavtoi. If it's totally in machshava, it can work the other way also. Just like if you machshiv something that be'etz is less than a shir, maybe it can be machshiv only from, I'm only machshiv when I take on the whole dining room table with old 8 chairs. So maybe only that by me is machshiv, and it won't be chayiv if I take out 7 chairs. Zog the Gemara, Hosam Botla Daita Yitzchak Olodom. And the Rishonim explained, the Rashba says that Botla Daita Yitzchak Olodom, you can't not be machshiv something that the ganze Welt is machshiv. You could be machshiv something that the Welt is not machshiv.
Meaning, if usually people only machshiv five zaroinim, I could be machshiv something that developed is not machshiv. That's called that I'm achshivei on the one zera. But I can't not be machshiv something that the ganze welt is machshiv seven dining room chairs, even six, they're machshiv also. So you have to have to take all six. They're machshiv one also. So mele over there, avad it's botle daitoi, ain't not going to be chayiv. You're not going to say that you're only chayiv when you take out all of them. Now, Rashi says, what does it mean you will not be chayiv until you take out all of them? What would be the case? Hochanami, Zogt Rashi, you might think, if my intent was to take out the dining room table with all seven chairs, so if I take out purta purta, I would not be chayiv. Frekin the Rishonim, the Ran, and other Rishonim, the Rajba, what do you mean? If you took out purta purta, then you were machshiv the purta. What does that mean you're not machshiv it? The fact that you took it out, that itself should be a raya machshiv it. I took out a dining room chair. Why are you taking it out? There must be its choshev. So what do you mean? In your mind, you can think from today to tomorrow, only seven mamei is choshev. But you just took out one, so that's good for your machshiv it. Zog Rabbi Shoinim that we're talking about, he took all his furniture and he told the moving truck, I want to put everything in this big, big box, whatever, that's going to take it out. I guess smaller furniture that can fit in. So he thinks in his mind, everything is in here. I'm being machshiv only everything or nothing. Only all my furniture. It ends up being that not all the furniture is in there. So you might think that what? That you're not going to be chayev because at the end of the day, it's not his whole furniture and he thinks it's his whole furniture. So clap in his mind, he wasn't achshavei. Komash on botla daitai. Obviously, when a person knows and he sees he's taking out something, of course he's chayv on that. You can't say, I'm not machshiv it. You took it out. But in his mind, he thinks he took out everything and it was mistakenly not everything. So that's the case of you might think that maybe he's not going to be chayv because in his mind, he's only machshiv everything. Kamashlan bot adaitoy, even though in his mind, it's everything. Zog the Gemara, v'chol odom ein chayov en elav alak yishugoy. The din of matzniyah is only the gabi the matzniyah himself. But any other person is only chayev for the regular shear, if it's two, if it's five, if it's pachs migogeres, whatever the prescribed shear is. Zog the Gemara, matznisin de loike Reb Shimon ben Elozer. The Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon ben Elozer, the Tanya. Klalom Reb Shimon ben Elozer. Kol she'en ekosha latzniyah. The ein matznien komoyu. Something that people usually are not matznia. And people are not matznia komoyu. Not done. But one person decides to do it. One person is machshiv, something that usually people are not matznia. And now someone else comes who he is not a type of person that's matznia, this one specific item. Reuven can come and be machshiv the item by him being matznia it. And Shimon, who is not matznia it, is going to be chayiv on the machshav of Reuven. So we see clearly, not like Shimon and Lazar, because according to the Mishnah, it says that ain't a chayv ala matznia and chalodim is potter. Well, here we see, according to Shimon and Lazar, some chalodim is not potter. I can be mechayv and machshavta shal zeh. So the Mishnah is clearly not like Shimon and Lazar. Shimon and Lazar says one person can be mechayv and machshav of the other. And our Mishnah says clearly that kol odom ein echayev elikish yugoy. And you can't be mechayev with someone else's machshava. You have to be mechayev only with the regular shear and not with the shear that someone else was mechashev. Zog de Gemara Omar Rov Omar Rav Nachman. Hoitzi kregeres la'achila. If someone took out a gregeres is a shear achila. V'nim la'achol el azriya. And then he changed his mind. I'm not using it for achila, I'm using it for zriya. Or, inami, I took out a gregeres for zriya, which is more than the prescribed amount. Zriya is either two zaroinim, five zaroinim, pochs mi gregeres. I took out a gregeres for zriya. V'nim lachol el achila, and I changed my mind for achila. I'm chayev. Because it doesn't make a difference what my intent was at the time of the akira till the hanocha when it's nimlach, because both of the shiurim, a gregeres is covered. Covers both shiurim, sa achila is chayev zriya. What's it, what my intent is? So, k'mo pshita. Zil hochi kashiur, zil hochi kashiur. It's not a chiddush. What's a chiddush if you change my mind with nimlach? The point is, it's the shear covers whatever your das is. Maritem, you might think, no. Be'inon hakira v'hanocha b'chad ha'machshova. The akira and the hanocha, since the integral part of the melech zaytzah is the akira and the hanocha, it has to be with the double machshova. And machshova's achila is not the same as machshova's zriya. It's different machshova. So maybe you won't be chayev if there was a nimlach in between. V'holeiko, you don't have akira v'hanocha b'chad ha'machshova. That you don't need the zelb de machshava, because since the shear
as long as the shear is Sefer Zriya and Sefer Achila, it doesn't stare me the fact that there was a Nimlach in between. It doesn't take away from the Akira Tzorech Hanocha. Akira Hanocha is one Melacha. It has to be, just like it has to be this, it can't be lacking Shiurim between Akira and Hanocha. So, but it doesn't have to lack in intent. The reason why I'm taking it out, that doesn't have to, that could change between Akira and Hanocha. Fregdimara, based on that, Boy Rova, Hoitzi Chatzi Gergeres Lezriya. I took out a half a Gergeres for Zriya. Now, a half a Gergeres for Zriya is assuming that it's good. Because for Zriya, we said it's less than a shear, less than a Gergeres. V'tofcha. And now, by the time before I make the Hanocha, it was Oymed on a Gergeres, it expanded. Things expand, things blow up, become larger. So it was Tofcha. And now, Nimlach Olei Achila. And now, before the Hanocha, I was Nimlach for the Achila. So, what's the din? Mahu. Because do you say, now the fact that it's Nimlach Achila, it's Taka Gur? Because a Gergeris is the shear for Achila. But if now it's Nimach L'Achila, maybe the Akira also has to be for the final intent. So Mao, what's the din? Imtin Flema Hossam with a Mechayev. The reason why in the first case, when it was always a Gergeris, even though it was a Nimlach in between, Yechayev, why? Zil Hochi Kishira. You have the shear for Zri and Achila. But Hocha came to be Ida the Afke, when you lifted it, Meshaz Akira, Loi Havebe Shir Achila. It was lacking the Shir Achila, because Shir Achila is Gergeres, and when you were Oikrit, it was Pachas Migur, it was a Chatzi Gergeres, so Loi Mechayev, you're not going to be Chayev. I don't know. Came with Ilu Ishtik, Veloi Choshev Alei, if you would have not changed your mind, and it would have remained with the original tent of Zriya, so Mechayev, I would have been Chayev on that Akira. So Amachshova de Zriya, so Hashta Nami Mechayev, that shouldn't change. The Machshova Bishasta Akira was a Machshova's Lezriya, so that shouldn't change. If I would have been Ishtik, it would have been good. So there's no chisaron in the Maisa Akira. We look at the Maisa Akira. Was this a Maisa Akira of Eitzov Shabbos? That's Mechayevus or not? So if it would have been Ishtik, this would have been Machshavas Akira. That's Mechayev. Because the Maisa was a Zriya B'Shas Akira. Or no, the Maisa, it's different than the case before, because for Achila, what you're doing now at the end, it's one Malacha. So for that, at the time of the Hanocha, you were being Moitzi L'Achila. And Chatzi Gregaris is not the Shir for Achila. So how do you look at it? Do you say ilu ishtik or not? V'imtim tzalem, if you're going to say kivin ilu ishtik v'loi choshev alei, if you would have been quiet and not change your mind and not be nimlach, then mechayev amachshav adizriya, we're talking mechayev and machshav adizriya, v'hashana mechayev. So memeli yichayev today, even though it was nimlach because it was tofcha, hoitzi gergeres, let's say the case fakert. I took out a gergeres l'achila, and achila the shir is gergeres, v'tzomka, and it shriveled, and now it's not anymore the shir of achila. But I'm not anymore taking it out. Before the Hanukkah, I changed my mind why I'm taking it out for. V'nimlach alei lezriya. And now it's nimlach lezriya. So what's it then now? Do you look at it that right now it's nimlach lezriya? And who cares that it's tzomka? It's still the shir zriya. So mao, what's it then? Hocha vade ki ishtik. If you would have been quiet and you would have remained with the original intent of achila, then you would not be chayiv today because today is tzomka. So hocha vade ki ishtik. If you would have remained quiet and not change me your mind. I'm machshava kamaisa lo mechayv. You're not be mechayv. It's a machshava of hoitzi l'achila. Because today it's tzomka and it's a chatzi gergeres. I don't know. Bosa hashtaz linon. You look at right now. Right now my intent is lezriya. And for zriya, it's tzomka is the right shir. U'mechayv. So you would be chayv. V'imtim tzolayim bosa hashtaz linon. If you're going to say, you look at the current intent. And currently it's nimlach lezriya. So the fact that it's tzomka doesn't stare me. B'shaz danocha. U'mechayv. Hoitzi gergeres l'achila. Let's say he took out a gergeres for achila. So that's the shear, that's correct for achila. V'tzomka. And now with tzomka, it became shriveled. V'chozra v'tofcha. And now it again expanded. That means between the akira and the hanocha, there was a tzomka and chozra v'tofcha. So mao, what's the din? Yesh dichui le'inyin Shabbos, or ein dichui le'inyin Shabbos. The question is, a new question. Is there a dichui le'inyin Shabbos or not? That means, do we say that at the time of the Akira, it was a Machsheves Achila, and it was a Gergeres. At the time of the Hanocha, there was a Machsheves Achila that remained, and it was also Gergeres. Just because in between the Akira and the Hanocha, there was a Zman that it was Tzomka v'choz v'tofcha, is that considered Dichui, it's Dochui? Or no, do we say that is no problem by Dichui and Shabbos? And the Gemara Bribes was a Teiku. And Orcha Shulchan in Yordea, Pehei says that even though we usually say, ain't dichul eitzli surin. By surin, we don't say dichui. That means, over there the pshat is, it was nitcha before you did the Maisa Issa, before you. So then we say there's no Dichur by Yisurin. I did the Maisa Issa, the fact that it was Nitcha before that doesn't stare me. Over here, maybe it's worse, because over here, it's Nitcha between the Akir and the Anocha. Between the Akir and the Anocha, which L'chor, Akir and Anocha is one Malocha, so Meila, there would be a Din Dichui. That's the Chiddush. Even if usually we paskin, ain't Dichui Eitzel Yisugin in Yerideya, that's because the Dichui took place before the Maisa Issa before you. But Dichui, between Akir and Anocha, so maybe there would be a Din Dichui, and that's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara blibes with a Teiku. Now Rashi says, Diba Maschel Yesh Dichui, Masha Chosra Benetayim. That fact that it was changed in between, it shriveled and it became tzomka, and back to it from a tzomka back to a tofcha, masha chosar ben time it became tzomka in between. Ilu ancha b'yishaita. What's the melech Shabbos? It's akira and anocha. So b'shas akira was a gregarious, b'shas anocha was a gregarious. Just in between, it was tzomka. But if you would have been maniach at the time when it was tzomka, so masha chosar ben time. Ilu ancha b'yishaita. If it would have been maniach right then and there, loy mechayv you not be chayev. So mi amrinon teiras dichui the nitcha loy mechiv chatos. Do we say it's nitcha from mechiv chatos? If you would have been maniach at that time, ubotel akira and the original akira is bottle. Bichihoda tofcha. Now that it blew up again, venicha have anocha b'loy akira. Do you look at it? The dichur in between would make it, Rashi explains, that it's you have to be mitzarf akira anocha to mechayv anoitzol. It's bottled the original akira. We look at it as a new anocha without an akira. Because if you would have been maniach at the time of the tofcha, it would have been potter. So you can't be mitzarf to akira anocha. There's a hefsek in between because it has to be every moment possible to be maniach by hoitzol. And since you can't be maniach at that time, because at that time it was tzomka, so mele it's both of the original akira, we don't see connection, so mele it would be dochui, and we don't see an akira and hanocha. Meaning it would be chisorin in the din of akira tzorich hanocha. We have to see a connection between the akira and the hanocha. We don't see a connection in this akira tzorich the hanocha, because if you would be maniach now, you would taken abichayev. And that's the bay in the Gemara. Do we say yesh dichui or not? And the Gemara blabs the teiku. We'll finish the last Gemara. Zok the Gemara, boy mine Rove mir Rav Nachman. Rove asked Rav Nachman the following question. Zora kezayis truma lebayis tomei mahu. If someone on Shabbos throws a kezayis of truma to a bayis tomei, to a house that's tomei, what's the din legabe de hoitzah on Shabbos pashtas? Are you chayv or not? Now we know hoitzah, there's a shira of gregeris, and this kezayis is less. So fek the Gemara lemai, what are we discussing? Ilenyin Shabbos, if we're talking about hoitzah, kegregeris being on. It's a kezayis, you're not going to be chayev. It's less than a gregeris. So that's not the shayla. Ilin yin tuma, if the question is the gabe tuma, now tuma is a din, kebeya oichlin be'inon. And Rashi explains, kebeya oichlin be'inon, zogt Rashi, di mebayaloch im nitmis letame tumas oichlin oiloi kebeya be'inon. That means, to be metame other things, it needs to be a kebeya. For itself to be metame tome, it doesn't need to be a beya. It can become tomei by going into bayis tomei. That's not the bayi, that's poshut. If you throw something into a bayis tomei, of course the truma is going to become tomei. The question is, to be metame acherin, you need a kebeya. So if you threw a kezayis, it won't be metame acherim because you need a shir kebeya. So what's the question? Legabe yotzo shabbos, you need a gregeris. Legabe letame acherim, you need a kebeya. Zog de gemara lo oilom leinyin shabbos, we're talking about legabe the din of yotzo. We said Shabbos needs a gregeris and a kezayis is less than that. Zok the Gemara, the chiddush is ukagoyin deika pochas mikabeya oichlin. In the house that's tomei, there is already an existing pochas mikabeya oichlin, less than a beya of oichlin. Now, when you throw something in the house, the truma v'hai mashlim lebeya, this truma that lands on the previous food that's in the house that's tomei is mashlim to a shir beya. So the question is, the Gabi Shabbos as follows. Midim mitzarev l'inyan tuma, since that what you threw in now is mitzarev to what's already in the house to make it a beya together. So since it's mitzarev l'gabi tuma to metam acherim now, because together it's a kebeya, so they're throwing it in is mitzarev l'inyan tuma to metam acherim. So me'mela, nami l'inyan, so mechayev nami l'inyan Shabbos. So since it's mitzarev l'gabi tuma that's metam acherim, so once it's amigo that it's Mitzuref legabe letam acherim, you're also going to be chayev l'inyan Shabbos. It has a chshivas that it was metam acherim when you threw it in. So who had din legabe Shabbos and mechudish tekedin? You can be chayev even though it's not a gregeris because midim itztarv l'inyan metam acherim. So who had din? It could be now considered that you chayev l'inyan Shabbos. Oy dilma no. Kolin in Shabbos kugias meinon. Legabe shir kiv Shabbos, it doesn't work with migus. It doesn't work with midim itztavlin in tuma. Who are then it's chayvlin in Shabbos. Then in Shabbos you need a kugaris. And since you threw a kazayas, it's not a kugaris. You're not be chayiv.
That's the bay in the Gemara. Tosis points out that Rashi says that legabe kabolas tuma we said it bekolshu. It's only letame achirim. It's a kabeya. Tosis argues and he says no. That Rabbi Natan says that oichol is not mekabel tuma. Either. So it's even the Gabri Kabbalah's tumor. Then Tois points out another important nekuda. We're saying that it's Pachs Mikabeya in the house of Oichlim and it's Mitzarev Linyan tumor. So who adin, it should be a Shir Legabi Shabbos. So Tois says that that's Bedafka why it says Zorak. Why? Because now it's Bahadi Adodi. Because you're only Chayiv for Shabbos until it's Nach. Because you're not Chayiv on Shabbos until it's Nach. When you, because Zok Tois says, so you have to have nach. But when you're machnis, if it wouldn't have been zayrek, so then as soon as you're betoich gimel, there's an issa Shabbos, there's an issa oitzah. Masha enkein, issa tuma is only until it's mitzuruf. Masha enkein by zorak, it's bahadi adodi. And then you have this migu, that because it's mitzarev linyan tuma, bahadi adodi, at the time when it lands, when you chayv on the tuma, so who adin at that time, you chayv on the Shabbos, so emela that would be the svara of me the mitzarev linyan tuma, you chayv linyan Shabbos. The Chayim ask a kasha, how you chayv on hoitzah if lemaisa you're being mekalkel? At the end of the day, you're making this truma tmeya. So you're being mekalkel in the truma, mekalkel in a nachayev. How can you chayv on the hoitzah? So the Chayim want to answer, the Beis Yitzchok wants to say, that by hoitzah, the ikar chayv is on the maisa, not on the teitzah. The maisa was a maisa hoitzah. The fact that the teitzah ended up being a maisa kilkel, that's not a chisorin in the melechas hoitzah. So Mele won't be chesaron of mekalkel that hind the truma became tomei. The Afika Yam wants to give another teretz that it's not called mekalkel because I am not being mashchesit. At the end of the day, it's a beautiful piece of truma that nothing changed with. It wasn't a maisa hashchosin that's called mekalkel. Mekalkel means korea. You're ripping, you're tearing, you're ruining. That's called a maisa mekalkel. Just because the truma became tomei, that's not called a maisa mashchesit that I did, that it's considered mekalkel. So Mele, you will be chayev. Okay, we'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Omid after the Bay of the Gemara.